Join us this evening as we continue our 12-part dramatization of the 1971 anti-decimalization uprising at Motown Records. That's Michael Jackson's Fraction Faction, tonight at 8:30 on Radio Snore. Now, it's later in the program.
Is it on? Hello, and welcome to Later in the Programme, a programme about things that are happening later in the programme. Later in the programme, we talk to Alan Onslow about his new play, Now I've Seen Everything, in which a man literally eats his own head. But first, the news, read by Hugh Fudge Factory. It's 1 o'clock. I'm Hugh Fudge Factory. The Prime Minister has said the word balls in an interview. Earlier today, whilst giving an interview to Daisy Snored at the Sunday Times, the Prime Minister said the word balls. Labour MPs have condemned the word as disgusting. In other news, an apparently unarmed man has been shot dead by police in East London. A spokesman for the police said that armed officers arrived at the scene in Stratford shortly before midnight last night and thought they saw the man firing a shotgun into passing traffic. It later transpired that what they thought was a shotgun was actually a pizza. And that's the news at one, and now over to Werner Herzog for the weather update.
Hello and welcome to the weather for the United Kingdom and Northern Ireland. You probably will have noticed if you have ventured outside that misery and hopelessness are spreading over the entire world and are soon to engulf everything. But first let me give you the weather on a local level. London for the next week or so will be suffering from high levels of doubt, despondency and brutality. People will be killing each other in the streets from about tomorrow onwards. Over in the west of England, we can see that rain has set in and is unlikely now to stop for some years. People have been selling off their relatives just for food and maybe just for fun sometimes as well. In the north of England, where things are always bleaker than in their southern counterparts, we can see that Manchester is on fire and that existential despair has now completely overtaken the city and is now endemic. Up in Scotland, things are actually faring a little better as people here are more used to a prevailing sense of meaninglessness, so they are dealing with it quite well and with their characteristic gallows sense of humour. Northern Ireland has disappeared into the sea. Follow me again next week for more weather updates when you can tune back in, although I have to tell you that it is probably pointless.
We all know and love her music. For many of us, she's the one we turn to when we're feeling soulful or melancholy. Jazz singer, pianist, civil rights campaigner. But what did Nina Simone sound like when she ate soft fruit? That's Nina Simone Eats a Banana. Tonight at 8 on Radio Snore.
Later in the programme, we meet the most boring man in Britain. But first, Bag of Nerves. A programme to get you worrying. With Graham Sadsack. Hi there. How are you doing? All right? Not worried about anything? Anything at all? You're not contented, are you? And we think you should be worried. What's that? What about? Well, what about IS? They're pretty worrying, don't you think? No? Well, what about this? Have you thought about where your daughter is right now? She could be getting pregnant with someone unsuitable. She could be on drugs, whacked out of her gourd at some filthy rave. She could be dead. Thought about that? Why not have a little bit of a worry about it? Alternatively, you could get yourself into a frenzy of impotent rage, thinking about all the things she could be doing when she's outside your immediate supervision. I mean, why does she always smell of fags? Who was that scruffy lout you saw her with? Where does she go when she goes out every night? That's right. Amsterdam. With her pimp. It's time to stop communicating and start worrying, that's what we say. And have you not noticed the political situation? Have you not noticed how the country is going down the toilet? How the youth don't respect their elders? Nobody can spell, and everyone spends all their time plugged into automatic brain masturbation devices? Have you not noticed how fat and stupid people are? Why not feel indignant and alienated? Why not stop going outside? Get under a table and stay there. The world's too dangerous for you. I'm Graham Sadsack, and I leave you, hopefully not as I found you, a bag of nerves.
Later in the programme, I meet Ed Miliband to ask, what is it you do exactly? But first, dating. It seems that people are increasingly miserable, alienated, and terrified that they're going to die alone. Is this you? Well, if it is, all is not lost. For every week during the Love Match section of the show, we devote a moment to giving a voice to a lonely heart hoping to find that someone special.
Hello? Hello? Hello, Jackpot 10? Hello, this is Julia. Or as you know me, Sewing Champ 92. Because I was a sewing champ in 92. Well, I saw your profile, Jackpot 10. And you sounded awfully nice, so I thought I would leave you a message on the radio. I looked through your profile. You had some very interesting points. I particularly like that you like pneumatic drills, poetry, and tea. It's nice to have such an eclectic mix of interests. It keeps one exciting. I too like a lot of tea. And I wrote some poetry once. But it wasn't very good, and I threw it away. But at least I gave it a go. I don't know anything about pneumatic drills, though. Perhaps you can show me. They frighten me a bit, to be honest with you, Jackpot 10. They're very cumbersome. But if you like them, then that's jolly good. A bit about me. Well, my name's Julia. And I'm a sewing champ, so I do like sewing. I also like knitting. I like walks in the country. I've always been partial to sheep. Sheep are very, very friendly animals. I don't like cows because they lick your hand. I can make you a quilt. Would you like it if I made you a quilt, Jackpot 10? Do you like wine, Jackpot 10? If you prefer a beer, that's absolutely fine. I'll just have the bottle of wine to myself. Well, Jackpot 10, I think my time's up. There's somebody waving furiously at me behind the window. It kind of reminds me of my father when I go and visit him in the hospital. He's demented, you know. Well, have a lovely day, Jackpot 10. Oh, goodbye.
Single to Euston, please.
Single to Euston.
Yes, please.
That'll be 150, please.
150. There you are.
And the rest, madam.
Sorry?
The rest, you're £148.50 short.
What?
A ticket to Euston is £150. You've given me £1.50, so you owe me another £148.50.
How can it cost £150 to go four stops?
Well, you're buying a ticket to travel today, which means you incur a spontaneity levy. I assume you'll be wanting to travel in the train rather than on the roof, which is against health and safety and therefore prohibited, obviously, which means you pay a weather protection tax. I'm guessing you'll be walking onto the train, which means you'll incur a perambulation duty. Coupled with this is the fact that you ordered your ticket at precisely 8:32:43, which means you only qualify for an early to not so early, not very savoury, super duper expensive ticket.
But
which means your ticket will be £165.50.
How can it have gone up since I've been talking to you?
Well, you've incurred a human interaction charge for speaking with a First Capital Connect staff member.
This is ridiculous. My fare's gone up 300% since before Christmas.
We are undertaking the biggest overhaul of the railway since 1066, sir.
It's madam.
That means that customers have to pay for the improved service. If you'd like a cheaper ticket, you can always think about booking 5 years in advance. Then you'll qualify for a super early bird, mega buster saver ticket, and it could cost as little as the standard fare of £5.50.
But how am I supposed to book my ticket 5 years in advance? How do I know I'll still need a ticket in 5 years?
With all due respect, madam, how you organise your time is none of FCC's concern.
Don't believe this. This is iniquitous. I want to speak to your manager.
Complaints must be made in writing, madam, and will be subject to a mandatory £25 administration fee.
All right. Take it. Take me bloody money.
No need to swear, sir.
You are unbelievable. You know that. And it's madam!
Okay, so that's £200 exactly.
What?
Well, you're paying by card, madam. There's a 3% handling fee plus a booking fee.
I don't believe this. When is the next train to Euston anyway?
All trains between this station and Euston have been cancelled, madam.
What? Why?
Service improvements, madam.
Improvements?
We're improving your service, which means we may need to temporarily alter your timetable. In this case, we're improving your timetable by deleting it completely.
How was that an improvement?
FCC have vowed to replace your old timetable with a state-of-the-art digital one by September 2018.
This is ridiculous. How am I supposed to get to work?
Have you thought about cycling?
I'm not having this. I want my money back.
Oh, not possible, I'm afraid, madam.
What?
The company policy states that refunds will only be issued within the first 5.3 milliseconds after the ticket's purchase. Otherwise, no refunds can be given.
Well, what sort of chance does that give me?
With all due respect, sir, all this information is available on our website. Goodbye, sir.
It's madam!
Darling, would you like to sit down with me? There's something I desperately need to say to you.
Oh, darling... Yes, please, let's do.
Shall I get you something to drink?
Oh, yes.
Punch?
Yes.
Hey, you! Yes, you! I know what you're thinking. You're trying to remember if you were missold PPI insurance. Sure you are. You're thinking, did I unwittingly buy PPI insurance in 2005? You can't remember, can you? Well, the good news is, it doesn't matter. You probably did, and you're probably in line for a payout of up to £11 million. But there's a problem. Thing is, you're too stupid to claim it back for yourself. Either that, or you're so sad, lonely and single that you don't even know how to put your shoes on anymore, let alone take on a giant corporation like a bank. It's true, numbskull.
You need us!
You incompetent excuse for a human man. Just text MUCK to 1541, and we'll take you for the pitiful idiot you are.
Texts cost £15 each. Once one text has been sent, each consecutive text will be charged at £45. By sending one text, you automatically sign over your house, car, and firstborn child to the PPI Bank Corporation. We will then own your soul for eternity, subject to availability. Conditions apply. May contain nuts.
You see, we want to decorate, but we were really looking for something different.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
You know, something classic yet original. Colours which say, this is us, and we know who we are.
Yeah, I completely agree. You see, that is exactly what we hope to offer the discerning customer here at Farrow and Balls.
What's that colour there?
Ah, now, that's Elephant's Wanger, a very popular colour.
And this one?
Ocelot Snot, very exclusive.
I think my husband liked mild racism, didn't you, darling?
Yes, either that or Prétention. I just couldn't decide.
Well, if you liked mild racism, you will simply love casual bigotry. It's quite an intolerant colour.
Oh, yes. That sounds fantastic.
Oh, and we need something for the bathroom, don't we, darling?
Yeah. What's that colour there?
That's the Passion of Bruce Forsyth. It probably will work in the bathroom, although I'd suggest something more like Australasian fat cat.
No, I don't think I like either of those. What's that one there?
Ah, that's a new colour. Working class yellow.
I simply love the shades of nicotine.
Yes, they were sampled from an actual council flat.
Oh, a maze.
What's this one?
It's obvious.
I'm afraid it isn't.
No, the colour. It's obvious.
Oh, I see. Oh my gosh. I think we've got it. Darling, look. What is this divine orange colour?
Oh, you've got very good taste, madam. This is Guantanamo jumpsuit. David Cameron has it in his kitchen.
Really?
Yeah, he says it makes him feel powerful.
Oh, I think we must have it.
Absolutely. Okay, so So that's 2 gallons of elephant's wanger, 3 of casual bigotry, and 1 gallon of Guantanamo jumpsuit. That'll be £5,000, please.
Oh, what an absolute bargain.
Later in the programme, we meet Quentin Letts to discuss the merits and drawbacks of being a small man. That's I'm Small and You're Going to Pay tonight at 9 on Radio Snore. But first, here's some D-list celebrities with this urgent appeal.
This is an urgent appeal to ask you to help the people of London. The people of London get up when it's dark. They often have to walk up to 10 minutes in the pissing rain to their local train station, where they have to pay too much money for a train that is almost always late. The trains are overcrowded, and the people of London are crammed into them like cattle, often for more than 3/4 of an hour.
When they reach their destination, they have to walk for an average of another 10 minutes to their place of work. Here, they will just have time to smoke a miserable, overpriced fag in the smoker's area down the side of their building before entering the building and starting the actual work. They generally do not like the people they work with, but only tolerate them and try to tell themselves that they are not that bad really, while Dave from Accounts makes the same fart jokes he makes unfailingly every single day.
Although the work in question is not demanding either intellectually or physically, it is mindless and crushingly repetitive. Work lasts for a minimum of 8 hours a day and is almost always pointless to the Londoner doing it. Most Londoners spend their time at work merely staring at a screen, looking busy or being jealous of their friends on Facebook, who they are sure are living much more fulfilling lives somewhere far away and hot, whilst having lots of casual sex.
Never far from the Londoner's mind whilst at work is the knowledge that this is not what they wanted to do with their lives, that they are not getting any younger and that they seem to be on an endless treadmill, selling their youth doing something they hate to make money for someone who is probably on a yacht in Saint-Tropez, drinking champagne and getting hand jobs, while snorting cocaine off a dwarf.
By the time work finishes, it is dark again and usually raining too. The Londoner will now leave work and probably go to a Sainsbury's local to see if there are any ready meals on offer. Here they will stand silently in a massive queue and will not be able to help feeling that Sainsbury's doesn't need their £3.75. And the only reason they don't just walk out and steal their lamb rogue and Josh for one is that they don't have the balls.
Then comes a reverse to the morning journey back to their tiny, too expensive flat where, after microwaving and consuming the ready meal, they watch stupid telly before falling asleep on the sofa and spilling their wine on their shirt.
Please help the people of London. Give them a ring or go and see them. Even better, try and get them to leave London, even for a few hours, so that they can see that it's only a town, and that leaving it, and even living a better and more fulfilling life somewhere else is not only possible, but a bloody good idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Later in the Programme, starring Gregory Simpson, Avril Poole, Alice K. Brown and Tom Blythe. It was written and produced by Gregory Simpson, with additional material by Avril Poole. It was edited by Tom Blythe, with title music by Matt Flint, and was a Zed's Dead production for Radio Snore.